Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here with you all today. I'm not sure how many of you actually know the British Hospitality Association, so let me just start by explaining that we represent the private sector. We represent hotels, restaurants, attractions, membership clubs. Anyone that serves the spirit of hospitality is a member of our organisation. We represent 40,000 establishments across the United Kingdom, and just among them, they actually employ about 200,000 to 500,000 people. In total, as a collective, though, our industry represents 2.4 million jobs across the United Kingdom. That's about 8% of total employment, so one in every 13 people in the United Kingdom is actually employed by our industry. And this is a direct employment figure, not indirect. If we add to that the jobs which are created through our services, stimulating other jobs in local communities, for example, then you would add on to this another 1.2 million people, bringing the total to 3.6 million people. So very important. Now, a year ago, we did a study which actually broke down the volume of employment that our activity generates across every local authority in the United Kingdom. So 406 local authorities. We actually found that in only 22 of those 406 local authorities does our impact on employment actually fall below 5%. And that's direct jobs again. So just take a look at this table, and you will see that in the first column, which starts 16.8% for Kensington and Chelsea going down, that shows the direct employment impact on that local authority. The second column shows the direct plus indirect impact. So in other words, in Kensington and Chelsea, for example, we represent 22% of employment activity. So if you pulled the plug on hospitality and tourism services, you'd actually lose 22% of jobs in that borough. Isle of City, 25.3%. South Lakeland, 22.5%. Eden, 22.9% of employment. And the list goes on and on. In other words, in terms of employment, creating and stimulating local economic activity and jobs, this is a hugely important sector for the United Kingdom, for your boroughs, and the opportunity to create more jobs is phenomenal. Let me just show you what I mean by that opportunity. This chart is actually from the United Nations World Tourism Organization, and what it shows you is the volume of growth of tourism activity across the world in terms of just international tourism arrivals. So it doesn't take into consideration domestic activity since 1980. Now, in 1980, there were only 277 million international trips across the world. And you'll see how sharply that curve actually goes up. Actually, what we've done with economists is mapped out to see how this curve of growth, which in 2012, this year, will reach 1 billion international tourism trips across the world, how is that correlated with the volume of real disposable income. And in fact, you'll see that the two lines are absolutely joined up. So the more that people have money to spend, the more they are spending directly on tourism activity. So it's a hugely important market. And in terms of growing local economies, it's probably one of the most significant opportunities that we face in the world today. Looking forward, by 2020, according to the World Travel and Tourism Council and the UNWTO, an additional 43 million visitors per year are expected to join this group of 1 billion, taking us to 1.8 billion people. And as I said, that's just international tourism arrivals, not domestic. The bad news, however, is that 4 out of 5 of those tourists actually tend to travel within their own regions. And as you will see, the emerging economies where the growth of wealth has been most significant over the past few years, in the BRIC economies, for example, they are overtaking the advanced economies according to the forecasts of the United Nations. So if we are not active and we are not absolutely committed to getting that business to the United Kingdom, there is absolutely no guarantee that we will have it. There's no room for complacency, and it's not just an automatic function that international tourists will actually choose to come to the UK. In fact, as I said, 4 out of 5 tourists would decide to travel within their own regions. So countries actively have to work really hard at getting those export pounds for us into the United Kingdom, keeping the jobs that we actually have, keeping the local vitality of boroughs who are vibrant with our activity, and ensuring that we can continue to grow. Now, we did a study ourselves looking at all of these forecasts worldwide and looking at the economic impact of the industry here and performance over the past few years, and we found that there is a realistic opportunity to create 236,000 new jobs through our sector in the United Kingdom by 2015. As an organisation, we are absolutely committed to achieving that target, and we are very happy to have discussions with you as to how we can help you to realise that in your own local communities. And I'll come back to that later on. The Prime Minister also recognised this opportunity, and a year ago he actually said, this is a quote from David Cameron, he said, "Tourism is another industry we should get behind. The rewards for growth here are immense. If you just consider this, for every 0.5% increase in our share of the world tourism market, we can add £2.7 billion to our economy and an extra 50,000 jobs. That's just for a 0.5% increase in the volume of tourism traffic coming into the UK. And as you saw from that United Nations chart, there is absolutely every possibility that we can get that. We just have to compete for it, because there are 182 destinations across the world at the national level who are now actively competing for tourism traffic. The Olympic Games was absolutely one of the biggest opportunities that we could have asked for to really promote modern Britain to the world, to show them what we are capable of. And in fact, the president of the International Olympic Committee actually said in his speech at the closing ceremony of the Olympic Games, he applauded British hospitality. He said it was one of the best that he's ever experienced, the Olympic Games has ever experienced in the history of the Games. And that's something that we should all be very proud of. We are absolutely proud of. And we really want to now make sure that we can get the returns, maximise the returns that we can get on this huge visibility that we've had worldwide. An estimated 4 billion viewers watched some parts of the Olympic Games worldwide. We must turn that into real business for our communities. And complementing that was a marketing campaign, as I'm sure you're all aware, the Great Campaign, really helping to drive British awareness across the world to compete and drive for that traffic. The question really is marketing enough? Is marketing going to be enough to get people to actually come to the United Kingdom? And if so, then should we all be focusing absolutely on marketing? And is that what our competitors are doing across the world? Well, the truth is that our competitors are focusing on many other things rather than merely marketing. They are focusing on removing barriers, and they are focusing on driving the competitiveness of their destinations. Access, infrastructure, looking at ways that they can facilitate businesses to get better traction on their own operations. Look at what Obama has done, President of the United States. He actually established this year a task force on competitiveness for travel and tourism. And he put these individuals as members of that task force. The task force is chaired by the Secretaries of Commerce and the Interior of the United States of America. And on there, he has the heads of the departments of State, Treasury, Agriculture, Labor, Transportation, the Export-Import Bank, the Department of Homeland Security, Army Corps of Engineers, and the Office of the United States Trade Representative. That group actively works with the President in order to maintain and improve the competitiveness of the United States as a destination to attract exports from tourism worldwide. Part of that was an order that he established to immediately tackle visa processing capacity for the United States. In fact, they set targets. The president wanted to have an increase in capacity for China and Brazil by 40% over the coming year, this year, 2012, and to ensure that 80% of visa applicants were interviewed within just 3 weeks. The important point here is that they've already achieved those targets. They are monitoring, measuring, and communicating performance against those targets via an open portal in the United States so that the public can hold them accountable. And the public and the businesses in the United States are actively driving to get more traffic in. And traffic has already increased from China, and all of that income that they bring with them has actually now started to flow back into the United States. So a hugely successful program led by the president and the heads of all these departments of the US government. If we can draw a lesson from this, I think the lesson is really that partnership is key. Partnership across government departments is key. If you can actually get the heads of departments of government to work together, there is not much that you cannot overcome. But similarly, if you can actually work together with the industry and government, linking together what the two offer best, industry offers all the entrepreneurialism, all the creativity, all the innovation, all the drive. It actively does so much in terms of promoting destinations that if the local councils and the government at the national level were to tap into what the private sector are already doing, rather than creating new schemes and then offering those to the private sector, I think there would be so much more that we could actually attain through joined-up action and activity. Now, there are examples where public and private partnership is working extremely well and has worked very well, and I just wanted to share with you two examples where we, the British Hospitality Association, have had very successful partnerships developed with government at the national level. With Lord Taylor of Holbeach from DEFRA, we are working actively to reduce hospitality, food, and packaging waste, with an ambition to be able to get towards zero to landfill in terms of food waste by 2015. In Scotland, it's legislation. In the United Kingdom, we're working on this on a voluntary basis with the government and actively driving this across businesses. The responsibility deal, similarly, a voluntary agreement that we're working on as industry with government to actually tackle health and obesity in the United Kingdom. And we are also working with government on the tourism regulation, deregulation issue. You know, there are so many areas of red tape that are strangling small businesses in your local communities that they are unable to be able to even think about being able to innovate and to be able to create, to grow their impact on the local economy because they are absolutely strangled by red tape. And we do have a partnership with DCMS to actively drive down regulation which is affecting our businesses to enable them to move forward. And we're looking forward, of course, to working with the new minister responsible for tourism, with Hugh Robertson, to continue to drive this forward and to achieve enabling our businesses to actually move ahead. So local partnership is possible, and it's absolutely critical. As you said, Andrew, it's central rather than peripheral in being able to make a difference to growing the impact of our sector in your local communities. Dialogue in that respect is absolutely the first step, finding out what the private sector can achieve, what the private sector can contribute, rather than actually doing it the other way around. I think you would be surprised to find out what the private sector in your areas and your regions actually has to offer in order to be able to create a connecting of those dots and really utilizing that to make a difference for your local communities. So on that note, I'd like to invite you all to interact with us because we're here to support you. All of our businesses across the country are very actively keen on engaging to make a real difference to the UK economy and, of course, to our businesses, a real win-win. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.